It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A senior living center in Colorado Springs has six people connected to it who have tested positive for the new coronavirus. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
El Paso County Public Health would not confirm how COVID-19 was introduced to the Laurel Manor Senior Living Center. It's in southeast Colorado Springs. And they wouldn't share what the health status is of those who have tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the county says it's working with the center to ensure ill patients get the proper care while limiting further spread of the disease. Proactive efforts are focused on identifying, isolating, and testing all of those who may be at risk because of the six identified cases. The county would not say if those who've been found infected are residents or employees. Laurel Manor is a Volunteers of America facility focused on short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
Colorado small businesses suffering because of COVID-19 could get an infusion of cash from the federal government. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Small Business Administration approved a disaster declaration for Colorado. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says small businesses across the state will be able to apply online for low-interest loans of up to $2 million. The entire congressional delegation supported this move. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Colorado anti-abortion group is suing the state for more time to collect signatures. Here's CPR's Claire Cleveland.
A group called Due Too Late submitted signatures on March 4th. At the same time, it filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State's office. In it, the group contested a statute that required the campaign to turn signatures in earlier than the Colorado Constitution requires. The state is currently reviewing the signatures submitted. If there aren't enough, then the anti-abortion group will have 2 weeks to get more. Depending on its success, the group will decide whether to move forward with the lawsuit. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado has qualified for more than $25 million in federal grants for conservation programs this fiscal year. That money comes from nationwide excise taxes on equipment for hunting, shooting, and fishing, as well as boat fuel. The grants are from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and help fund state conservation and recreation projects. That includes wildlife and habitat programs and fish restoration efforts. Snow around Denver may be slowing down, but it's going to stay wet and cold through the day. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.